Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, driving for food, stupid world records, and bus rides. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Good morning, bluebird singing, sitting in the morning sun. I hear the coffee perking as another day's begun. Jump into the car and oh, I'm off to work again. Pull onto that old expressway and all that I got to say. Get out of my way! La 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 tra la 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 tra la 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 la.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Lord, I'm down.
There's Jeff Oskey at the Josh Arnold desk. Josh
woke up this morning
with the COVID.
With,
talking that way.
12 inches away.
Oh, Manny, the track phone hotline hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
It's a ruler.
I'm Chick McGee.
You are something maniac.
Here's Tom. He's not going to be happy.
We're enjoying life today. That's
well, some of us.
Come on. This is great.
It's hot. It's miserable.
Check local listeners. Yeah. It's fun. It's a great life. You're happy to be alive. Listen to this letter.
The only place it ain't hot is Alaska, I think. So good morning, Alaska.
It can be very hot up there.
Oh, sure can.
We have an interesting story coming out of Alaska and the cafeteria at a school. But first, yeah. This guy, right? My wife.
Cafeteria news. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, you'll like it. My wife and I have driven. 2.5 hours each way to the Cherokee Reservation in North Carolina for homemade fudge from a lady who owns the fudge shop on the reservation.
Cherokee people.
Oh, I used to love going to get Crump's Fudge in Harbor Springs, Michigan. The fudge store right below the
Where's
library.
This? Michigan?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, I'm just talking about great places. How about this one? I live in Southern Oregon. Every year for Father's Day, my wife and I drive to Redding, California, 3 hours away, to eat Wiener Schnitzel, chili cheese dogs, and In-N-Out burgers. See, that seems worth the drive.
Yeah, it does. Now you've got
first you do the one,
everything.
Take a break, then you go back and get the burgers. This sounds great. Thank you, Bill, for that nice letter. we're once again exploring the fun of making meaningless journeys for food.
I have one that includes the 3-2 kind of beer thing from earlier and making a drive. 20 years ago when I was 20 and my friends were 19, we lived near Florence, Kentucky. We would drive 4.5 hours to Windsor, Canada, where the drinking age was 19.
Yeah,
drink until they turned 21.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the ballet probably didn't.
Yeah,
hurt.
Windsor Ballet. You know what that is?
No.
Yeah. Windsor's right across from Detroit.
Okay.
And it's famous for the strip clubs.
Oh.
And it's called the Windsor Ballet.
Yes.
Yeah. As opposed to Spandau nude. Ballet.
Let's not talk about that.
You know the band Spandau Ballet?
Yes. No.
You've never heard of Spandau Ballet?
It's Spandau.
Spandau Ballet. They're great.
Oh, Spandau Ballet. Yeah, I heard of them.
Yeah.
You have?
No.
Oh, we'll get some music for that. I'll explain what it means. It's a great song.
I love them.
Oh, could you answer that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie. You're familiar with the Windsor Ballet.
You dare play Spando Ballet, I'll beat your ass. I've already got a hot temper because it's so hot. I'm so sick of summer already. It's so hot right now, I'm starting to think this global warming thing might not be a big myth.
You know? Really? You think?
It's so hot out yesterday. My little dog, Peppy,
yeah,
he got his testes stuck to the neighbor's dog's leg.
Wow.
I know. And the worst part is when you're in line to get your scratchers and the dick in front of you does the hot enough for you. I swear to God. Yeah, hot enough for me? Yeah, I love it when it feels like I got a terrarium in my crouch from all the humidity. Hot enough for me? Yeah, I don't know. Is a left hook your larynx hot enough for you? Because maybe it'll make you stop asking stupid questions. You know, I'm here on business. Oh, speaking of stupid, my idiot cousin Lonnie had the AC go out in his truck.
Oh, that's a drag.
Well, they're saying it's going to run him about $1,000 to fix it, so he just went out and bought a used $150 household window air conditioner.
Oh,
wow.
Well, his passenger window was already knocked out, and four rolls of duct tape later, I'll say it like this, it's so cold in that car you can hang beef in it now.
Nice.
And it works great as long as you don't go too far. That's the only drawback. Bye. If he goes farther than 1,000 feet, it rips the extension cord out of the carport. So he can only go short distances at the right angle. And I better run. There's a rumor that Susan Kelsey's dryer broke, and she's going to be air drying her panties at the River Creek apartment today. She's fire ass hot. Last week, my idiot cousin Lonnie snatched a pair of her thongs and made two mason jars of sun tea. Swear to God. Nice. Everybody's eating good. I'm going to go.
Thanks. How can it be called the River Creek apartment?
Don't ask.
is the creek that's named right. The river?
Yeah. Maybe it's River Creek.
River
Creek.
It's right next to Lake Pond.
Pink one.
Yeah, is that Lake Pond. Thank you. next to Ocean Sea.
Dear Chick, I drive a semi roughly 620 miles a day, 3,100 miles a week. My wife will DoorDash O'Charlie's. That is exactly a half mile from my house.
Get out.
What do you think of that?
Get out, sir.
They have great rolls, though.
They have great rolls.
I like
man.
The way
Charlie's.
They do.
Yeah, man. Wait a second. I do love those rolls at O'Charlie's. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Sounds good. I'm just loving these stories. They're all so cool. But before we get to that, Christy.
Are you done with your lady running the...
Stupid. All right, let's go back to it. The octogenarian. She's from France. We are from France. Set a world record. She ran 78 miles in 24 hours. Barbara Humbert is 82. She broke the world record for the longest distance run in 24 hours in her age category during the 24-hour French Championships. In the 39 years she's been running, Humbert has taken part in 137 races and 54 marathons, including Paris and New York. Running from Paris to New York, that's tricky.
Yes. Yeah, that is.
Wow.
Unless you're Jesus.
So you're so
yeah, that's right.
So they have these 24. You're supposed to run for 24 hours.
That's the deal.
That can't be good for you.
I would imagine you get breaks, 20. But I don't think that helps anybody.
I think some of this stuff is probably not very healthy.
My knees.
How many miles did you do? I'm sorry. It was so boring. That I...
What?
How many miles did you do altogether?
78.
And I promptly threw away the story. 78 miles in 24 hours.
I heard she only planned on doing 39, but she'd forgotten that she'd run them already.
Yeah, that's funny. Alzheimer's is hilarious. Yeah. That's sports. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Not quite yet. I got to play something for Jeffrey.
Oh, this is... Yeah.
I'm down. Great song. Oh, great song.
Oh, I love that song.
The band name, a little bit unfortunate.
Spandau Ballet?
Jeff, you know when they hang someone?
Yeah.
And the way their feet wiggle while they're
Is that what that's from?
Dying.
That's called the Spandau Ballet.
I thought that guys like to wear spandex.
No.
Yeah. Are you sure?
That would be the spandex. But you know something? I know you like to look at the world through rose-colored glasses.
Yes.
And we all appreciate that. Now, take a bucket of shut up.
Why would you even tell people
but
about
But then you make that...
pussy ass music like that?
No, it's great music.
Beg your pardon.
You better be careful. I think this is your girlfriend's favorite song. You got a rough weekend coming up.
You know, that's a good song, but it's still no double. Or Duble.
Oh. This one goes hybrid.
Emotion, he goes, true.
I love it.
It's no captive of her heart. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Oh. It is no captive.
Oh.
I missed that.
Let's get that going again.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve. Back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Coming up in the news,
yeah.
We'll do this, let's see, we'll try this Socratic method. Do you know who this is?
Yeah, what the hell is it with this movie? Get off my back.
What?
Everywhere I go, they're insisting I watch this movie. That's what I'm assuming this is all about.
What movie?
Marilyn Monroe Netflix.
Marilyn Monroe, Anna de Armas.
Oh,
she's beautiful. I love her.
She's everywhere.
That's the real Marilyn Monroe.
And the movie doesn't come on Netflix till September, I guess. And they're burning people out about it. It's on every newscast.
Yeah.
Go to your Netflix homepage. Boom, there it is.
I have a guess. I bet that you're plugging the Kim Kardashian wore her dress thing.
Yes. I am plugging
it. We have an update
and
on
Chick,
that.
I think that Netflix is plugging this so much because people are talking about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. You know they're not talking about
what?
It.
I am f***ing tired.
You got to button up, all right?
Isn't that amazing? She didn't say that, but it sure sounds like
it. Sure does.
We have to talk about because today's just, we missed another day. We always miss these things. Christy always walks in and goes, did you know that it was National Delicious Pizza Day yesterday?
Yesterday was National Dump the Pump Day.
Now explain what Dump the Pump means.
It started 16 years ago, Tom, with the aim of urging American drivers to use public transportation. National Dump the Pump Day falls on the third Thursday of June each year. And, of course, with gas prices over $5 a gallon, it's taken on a special significance this year.
Now, I'm sorry we missed it. Not that I would have participated, but today is National Pump the Dump Day, which is a day to remind RV owners to.
Yeah. Well, you may go out and make love to a pile of trash? What are you talking about?
No, you clean your RV, because you got an RV, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
An RV?
No, I don't have RV money. I have a tent in the back of my truck. If you've ever taken public transportation like I had to for 5 years, it's every day is National Sit in a Dump Day on the bus.
Now, did anyone expose themselves while you were on the public transpo?
No, that never happened. What happened all the time to me, riding the bus was fine. Waiting to ride the bus is where it sucks because you're just out there for everyone to stare at. And in our city, they've made all the streets drain directly in front of the bus stops. So after a good rain while you're waiting on the 15, you can have a regret bath every 15 minutes.
Sort of a baptism.
Yeah.
Speaking of public transportation, I love this one. We're talking about taking day trips or whatever to maybe have some cool food.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This is from Jeff in Cincinnati. He goes, I'll take the Amtrak train 10 hours from Cincinnati to Chicago just to get Giordano's pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Giordano's. And my friend, sure. Take the train from Cincinnati to Indianapolis because there's one there, too, now. They're expanding, baby.
And
shorter train ride.
But you got to get the right kind of pizza. That's what these are all about. It's about the journey, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here's one. I live in Charlestown, Indiana, writes Marcus.
Chuckville.
Chuck City. I will drive 7 hours to Ann Arbor, Michigan for some great beers at the Ann Arbor Brewing Company. However, every time I do, I have to get a hotel because I don't want to have just one beer and drive back.
Oh, right. Well, he's safe.
And he goes, this weekend I have an excuse to make a trip up there to see Al Jackson.
Oh, that's right.
Al is
in Ann Arbor.
Just tomorrow night.
Yeah,
though,
Saturday
right?
night.
Two shows.
Oh, okay.
Saturday night.
Yeah, by all means, go check out.
That
go check out.
Yeah. Brewery thing seems to be a popular subject. This gentleman, Donald, he and his wife drive 4+ hours from Cincinnati to Gatlinburg about 4 times a year to get a couple cases of Cherokee Red Ale from Smoky Mountain Brewery.
Cherokee
sounds good.
Yeah.
This, you know how we do these topics and we get the letter that we go, well,
this is the last one.
We're finished.
But I got a whole stack of them. We can't be finished.
Dear guys, I once drove almost 1,500 miles each direction, about 22 hours, to eat at the Y.
Oh, is this a...
Does that count?
That's a different subject.
Put your face
right on.
Willie, here's one for you. Dave,
have you
writes,
never heard that before, Willie?
I know. I thought it was about going to the YMCA or something.
No, you never heard of the Y?
No, is that...
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a Jeff. Double entendre.
Yeah. Sure.
Did you just make that face? No.
Okay, do you want to hear a true story?
Yeah. Yes.
This is... Every word of this is true. When Melissa Etheridge first emerged as a recording artist.
Oh, no,
this is true. Melissa Etheridge, she was in here. She was on the. She's terrific.
She got mad at me because I say I asked her. I said, you know, after a big long concert, do you have to hustle onto the bus to fix everyone dinner? And she
didn't find that funny.
Did not think it was funny. Yeah.
But she had the first I knew of her. She had a great song called "Similar Features."
Yeah.
Just terrific. So I went to see her show, and I was not necessarily aware of her following, if you will.
You are if you go to her show really quick.
Yeah. And it was a largely female audience, but it was a great show, and I stayed for the whole thing. But there was a woman standing next to me, and remember, every word of this is true. A woman standing next to me held up this, what do you call it, handmade or hand-modified jean jacket. And that she'd put all kinds of stuff on. What do you call those?
Bedazzled
and a bunch of other stuff. And hand sewn, very elaborate.
Like embroidery.
And heaved it up on stage for Ms. Etheridge's use, apparently. It was a gift.
Yes.
And then she took her hand and made kind of, imagine if you make the peace sign.
Sure.
The church, right? Yes, the Churchill.
Yeah, like Victor, Churchill. Yeah.
Okay,
but you know, top of mind, Churchill
or a piece
or the piece. And
peace.
And then you. I'm trying to explain this to Jeff and to Willie.
Oh,
then you turn it around so your thumb is facing your.
Yeah,
chin.
Yeah.
You place it under your chin.
It's the international sign for conilingus.
Right. Oh, no. Jeff just
thank
did.
You. You know what? Thank you, Willie. Thank you very much.
You're allowed to say that.
No, but that's
so easy.
And then the woman next to me did this
words
kind of tongue next. Yodel thing.
Oh.
Did I mention what a great song "Similar Features" if you ever get a chance?
Yeah. It's a great song.
I may have been at that same I'm not even, this isn't a joke.
It was at the Vogue.
I was outdoors and a woman at the show, Melissa had a song called "Come to My Window."
Right.
Sure,
and a woman had brought an entire window pane with a working window and was holding it up. It's like, how did you sneak that through security?
Joke.
It was amazing.
How did she get that?
I
love stuff like that. I wonder if her husband, if she has one, is the guy that brings the fence in to the football games.
I bet so.
The defense guy.
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah, that was a terrific show, by the way.
Why didn't she just bring a pocket vag in? I mean, that's what that song means, instead of a window.
Well, I know, but I mean.
Drown in my own desire.
Is that what that song's about?
Yes. My window and opening. Hello.
I thought she was.
I think it's a little more subtle than that.
I thought it was like Romeo and Juliet.
She says, drown in my own desire.
No,
So, Pat, you got any
Here it is. Put your face on it. That's what it means.
Oh. My point is here, similar features, if you get a chance, it's a brilliant song. How about this one? This guy, did I do Dave driving to from Peoria to Chicago on
Dave
Clark Street?
Here, man.
On Clark Street for Al's Italian Beef.
Oh, no, you haven't done that.
I told a story about my friend that loves Italian beef yesterday. Al's Beef is, it's not my favorite in Chicago. Johnny's in Orland Park is my number one there. But yeah, Al's Beef is delicious.
Got a bunch of these. This guy drives from Albany, Georgia to Frankenmuth, Michigan. They've got all the billboards.
Oh, oh, isn't that Christmas here. Every
year? Always Christmas.
It's always Christmas.
It must
there.
Be amazing.
What's wrong with you? You put down the legs in, now you're putting down Frankenmuth. When I was a little boy, we would drive through Frankenmuth all the time, and this is what an idiot I was then. Not that I'm not now. I thought that's where Frankenstein was from. I can remember hearing the story of the birth of Jesus and all the thing about frankincense. I had the same deal.
How would you like to work at a place where it's Christmas every day? You'd lose your mind.
I'd hate it.
Isn't there a Simpsons where he goes to Christmas every day and Homer says, this must be the best job ever. And the guy goes, please kill me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.